This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Mark Hawthorne is Senior Editor at The Age, are you, Mark? Or what's your title this week?
Senior Editor, good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, good morning. Sorry, I was just checking it hadn't changed with all the changes at Fairfax. Don't go to lunch, you come back, someone won't be at your desk, mate.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Talking about a bit of a changing of the seats, the Australian Olympic Committee, there's a number of elections going on there, but there's one that's Coates v. Roche. Now, in the Olympic parlance, you know, there's going to be a gold and there'll be a silver. There won't be a bronze. What's at the crux of this challenge?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting time for our Olympic movement in this country. So basically, what happens is the Australian Olympic Committee has a president. That person has been John Coates since 1990. He was vice president before that since 1986. So basically, we've had one person control Australia's Olympic Committee for 27 years, pretty much uncontested in that time. So now we have a challenger, Danny Coates, a very highly qualified person, former Olympic gold medalist, former Olympic hockey player, a very successful businesswoman, has said it's time for change. We have a dysfunctional relationship within Australian sport at the top level. That's between the Australian Sports Commission and the AOC. It's time for generational change. It's time to stop this dysfunctional relationship that is affecting athletes.
Now, you've met John Coates and you've met Danny. In fact, I think you recently interviewed Danny.
I met John many, many years ago, more than two decades ago and briefly, so I haven't had a lot of interaction with John in that time, but I did get the opportunity to sit down with Danny Roach, who I met for the first time 2 weeks ago, and interview her. This is a particularly bitter feud, and it's not actually one that involves Danny, but she's on the board of the ASC. The Australian Sports Commission is run by John Wiley, who's a very influential businessman in our city. And there is certainly a very public feud between John Coates and John Wiley. And it's involved a fair bit of mudslinging, I would have to say, particularly at Danny Roach in the past few weeks.
And Mark, can you talk to our listeners about the way the election works? It's quite a unique setup that we might not be familiar with.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Chris, because how it works is there are 33 Olympic summer sports, 7 Olympic winter sports, plus some people who are involved with the AOC who get a vote as well. Every sport gets 2 votes. So most people would say that that's fairly democratic, and I understand that. But, for example, athletics gets 2 votes, and they might provide several hundred athletes going to a Summer Olympic Games. Luge in the Winter Olympics or biathlon, who may only provide 1 or 2 people who actually qualify for an Olympics in any 4-year cycle, they get exactly the same number of votes. That's 2 at this election as swimming or athletics or hockey or any of our...
Sounds like the Australian
profiles.
Senate.
It certainly does. Look, I can see both sides. Some would say that this is very beneficial. It allows smaller voices to have an equal say. Who judges that swimming is more important than luge? I understand that. The flip side is, and we've seen this in the Olympic movement around the world, it has allowed powerful people to help themselves shore up their power base by providing donations to smaller sports.
Surely not, Mark.
Surely not. Mr. McCarthy. so, you know, the other thing is, So, and that has been one of the concerns, that people in the position, we're not suggesting that John Coates has done this.
No.
But certainly throughout the Olympic movement, we have seen people in similar positions shore up their power base by providing donations to smaller sports who therefore cast their two votes in favour of the incumbent.
I've always thought in the Olympics, if there was a pigs in trough event, that'd be a pretty hard-fought competition, wouldn't it?
One might suggest that that would be the
premier event.
Event of the Olympic Games. It wouldn't be the men's 100-metre sprint anymore.
Mark, are we seeing these kinds of clashes in other Olympic committees around the world, or is this unique to the Australian context?
No, we have, and obviously we've seen it at the IOC, where Juan Antonio Samaranch controlled the IOC for such a long period of
that
time.
That old
seen it in world football. We've seen it in many global sporting governing bodies, and it partially exists because of this unique voting structure that in world football, you know, a small Pacific island will have the same voting power as England or Holland or Germany. Now, again, it just provides an opportunity in some instances for those votes to be maybe not in the best interests of the largest number of athletes. Mm.
And in the context of the election, Mark, is Danny Roach sort of campaigning in any way to try and change the structure? Is that part of her platform at all?
No, there's a constitution in there. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. I think the really good thing that's happened is that the AOC has confirmed that this will be a secret ballot. That means that... So, again, it's a double-edged sword. It kind of means we won't know who votes for who, but that may allow some bodies of some sporting organisations who could fear retribution to be able to vote as their conscience sees fit.
I think it's going to be interesting because, you know, I've done a lot of research and reading on Danny and John Coates, and I'm looking forward, before the election, to having a chat to Danny on air. Danny...
I have to say, everyone I've met in Melbourne and Sydney who I've spoken to about her has said that she is a highly intelligent and capable individual. I would also say this, and I would welcome any listener to go and have a look at where the criticism's coming from. It does seem to be coming from within the AOC and those allied with John Coates.
Yeah, I think if you're a middle-aged white male, you can get on that caboose. One of the things that I'm interested
in... What are you, Macca?
I'm a middle-aged white male, but I'm not on that caboose, mate. I'd like to see Danny get up because... One, Danny has a same-sex partner, they have children, she's come out, and I'd like to see the Olympics, the Australian Olympic Committee, be more supportive of diversity, sexual diversity, gender diversity, and, you know, we've seen a number of Olympians that have come out either just at the peak of their career or after their career, and the theme is that they didn't feel comfortable to come out when they are competing. Now, I don't think John Coates is going to get a rainbow medal, but I would like to think that Danny is a little bit more enlightened in that area. And I think there are members of our community that participate in sports, and I'd encourage them to say to your sporting body, if you're a member, you know, if you play in a cricket club and you're a member, you know, a swimming club, whatever, and ultimately that sport gets a vote, you need to ask the question, how is our organisation going to use its two votes?
Look, I think that's a really good point. I think the other key point is Olympic athletes are very different to any other athlete, that if your talent lies in football or cricket or tennis or golf, your opportunities, your pathway, there's a professional pathway there for you, and you have time and systems in place for you to perform. If you're an Olympic athlete, you get one chance every 4 years.
Yeah.
You may only get one chance in your entire lifetime to perform. The funding for those athletes, who we know sacrifice an awful lot and are often not in sports that have a professional option, funding for them is crucial. The AOC is flush with cash.
Yeah.
The last week, what we estimate their fund, which they have, has about $100 million in it. Our athletes are desperately underfunded in this country. Yeah, I have to ask why the AOC is sitting on so much money, why it needs to sit on that amount of money, and why it's not getting through to athletes.
And all things considered, Mark, we've come off two disappointing Olympic Games at the summer level.
Completely agree, Chris. The results are not there.
So, based on what you've learned, is there one thing that you think the AOC could be doing better to improve that result come 2020 in Tokyo?
Certainly, I think funding for athletes, I think, and it needs to work with the AOC. I think that relationship is crucial. And that is my point. If we don't get it right now with this vote, the people who will be affected are the young athletes out there right now. Because for many of them, a huge number of them, that Olympics you just mentioned, Chris, is their only chance. And they may not get a second chance to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the elite runner potentially in the country who's maybe thinking, am I going to pursue an athletic career or should I try and enter the AFL draft or try and make
it
in
margins,
the cricket
scene? Chris, you're absolutely right. The margins are so tight. I was talking to a person involved with a yachting organisation yesterday. They had a sailor in Sydney who they believed was world class and they lost him to the sport because he was only a teenager and he couldn't afford the toll every day to drive his car across from North Sydney to south side of the bridge and go back, and he didn't have enough funding, and they lost him to the sport because he couldn't pay his tolls.
Gee.
So they're some of the margins that our athletes live on, and these are young people, you know, wanting to do their best, and often they and their families are sacrificing an awful lot for their Olympic dream.
Yeah, and it's for all of us. Thank you, Mark. We'll be watching it very closely. I know you're probably going to be writing some more about this as we get closer to the election. And as I said, I expect we'll be speaking to Danny Roche before the election. I have actually put a request into John Coates' office, but guess what? No reply. No reply, John. Hello, John.
Are you listening?
Thank you, Mark. Have a good
Always
weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Have a good weekend, and thanks for your work.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.